guys. Well, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. I would say I missed you guys, but yeah.
What? Okay. Jeez.
Ow, daggers.
What have you done for us lately? You know, like.
Well, I'll just leave right now.
Click. No, it's been, it's that time of year where nothing is happening. I mean, there's stuff, but who wants to talk about boring, crazy people who try to
go
after other people? Who wants to talk about that?
I mean...
What?
Look, all I'm saying is I'm glad it wasn't another cast member who did something. That's all I'm glad for.
Oh yes.
Yeah, no, okay. So let's just rewind for a second. Alright, so
yes,
we
please.
Have first we had Ricardo Medina Jr., aka Rick Medina, going to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, because he done murdered somebody.
He's a little stab happy.
So, because he done murdered somebody. All right, so we had that. Then we heard another part of the world. Renee, last name I don't know how to say.
Nana Boo Boo.
No, Fahu.
Thank you, Tristan. Played Grum. Played Mentor.
G-Rum.
Mentor.
Was he charged? Was he charged? I think he was charged. I think he was charged with like a bajillion counts of
assault.
This is terrible.
Yeah, no, it's
no, and then like 3 days later, he's like, but no, I totally got saved, so I'm totally fine, right?
No,
he was
charged with was it molestation or something
it was not good.
Things.
Don't get it wrong.
It's not good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, "Oh, I'm baptized now. I'm saved." And then
life doesn't work that way.
So then we're just like, you know what? Can we just like not have any more cast members be like completely, I don't know, crazy? So we didn't get that this time. Instead, this weekend, somebody decided that it would be a great idea to get guns and knives and things and run up in Phoenix Comic Con and try to kill some cops. Or no, sorry, he wanted to kill the bad cops. He wanted to kill some other professions or whatever. Oh, and on his calendar and his phone, he had a particular day that said kill JDF.
Wow.
You know?
As one does, I don't know.
No.
No. So the good news is that that when the crazy guy went to, and I'm not laughing, it's just like this is really uncomfortable to talk about. When the crazy guy went to Phoenix Comic-Con, the way that people were tipped off to him was that he, I don't know if he put it on Facebook or messaged somebody or whatever, but like he put it on Facebook, he was like about to kill somebody. And so there was a girl from California who saw that post or message or whatever and notified people at Phoenix Comic Con, and then they notified police and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that sort of thing. And that's how they, you know, apprehended him and arrested him and all the other things. And this person went to the con maybe like late afternoon, late early evening. And then JDF wasn't there until like later that evening or whatever. But that person was not only out there to kill JDF, he was going to kill some other people. I'm like, yeah. So this whole weekend they had to ban all props and all like fake weapons and all other things because of security reasons. Yeah. And the thing is, he just went by security with guns and knives and stuff.
Oh, of course. Of course he did.
So can we just simmer down, please? please.
Stop with the killing.
Can we just simmer down? There's been a lot of things that's been going on around the world recently with a lot of terrorism. So can we just please just simmer, right? Like, this is not...
Where's the love?
Be crazy on your own time. How about that?
This is not the business, okay? So, but no, we don't want to talk about any of that, okay? We don't, because it's too real. It's really too real. You want to escape all the real, right? But first, we want to talk about Seamus had a little extravaganza, right?
It was pretty fun. It was pretty exciting. If any of you... And you tuned into the goodness. So at the time of this recording, it was last week on Saturday. Shout Factory did a live stream of Kaku Ranger, but wasn't just showing the episodes. And instead of the last two times, they had a famous tokusatsu expert, August Ragone, on there talking about stuff. But this time, they went for something a little different.
Wait, how do you say his name?
August Ragone?
Ragone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Rag One.
How did you think it was
August Rag One?
Oh my god.
Rag
One. Like, that's how it's spelled, right?
Star Wars Rag One.
Rag One.
That's how it's spelled.
Well, I mean, technically, I guess, but...
Now I want a Power Rangers together, season. Yeah. Power Rangers Rag Force. Rag 1! Rag 2!
God.
Oh, good thing his middle name isn't on the...
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I mean, there's a little ethnic there, you know? Like...
Well, I've never seen the person, so I mean, okay, fine. So continue.
Okay,
story.
Wow.
Yeah. So this time they decided to have more of like a live panel that we would talk about the episodes in between the episodes. So it was myself, the man, Brian Ward, and Hannah Michaels and Erica Ishii. Those last two had never seen the show, never really experienced it, and had a little bit of knowledge about tokusatsu and, you know, Power Rangers and all that, but... You know, it was nice to get a nice fresh take, and I provided some delightful, insightful videos about how the Kaku Ranger monsters were adapted over into Power Rangers. Those went over very, very well. And it was just really fun to get the opinion of all these different people who hadn't ever seen, like, a lot of Power Rangers or tokusatsu, and they seemed to really enjoy themselves. And I enjoyed getting to watch all these episodes and live tweeting along with fans, and they really want to do another one. I'm excited because the next one would be O-Ranger, and then we could talk about Zeo. And you can and talk about Zeo. It's always a good time.
Hey,
you do not want to talk about early O-Ranger, though. You do not. Is it bad? It's very monotonous and lifeless.
Yeah, because like at least with Kaku Ranger,
hold up. Time out. Jeremy, well, you need to be quiet because they want to do another one. Yeah. Jeremy,
listen.
So if listen. They want to do another one, I think this would be a really great opportunity for you to change your tone.
I agree, but what I'm trying to say is that O-Ranger is historically known for that because they tried to be a super serious show, and then all those attacks happened, and they decided to go for a slightly more lighthearted edge. So literally the first 6 or 7 episodes, the ones that would be in a marathon, are much more serious and like down to earth, and as a result kind of bland. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now we're back to wackiness because real life happened.
So we'll just do episodes, I don't know, 14 through 20. Sure, why not?
Yeah. You could mix them up a little bit. You know, find like that's always been my thing. Is I like get some ones that are like really good like analogs for certain Zeo episodes.
Mm, yeah, ones that have like maybe some more direct comparisons.
Yes.
That one with Catherine and the dog. I can never get over that. It's like, let's show as many shots of that dog as we can from Japan.
Pretty much.
Wow, yeah.
I'm just like, wow, she really loved this dog. Not.
And then, so what was it? Watching Kaku Ranger was good. It was nice to have like a group of people because, you know, when you get all of us fans together, we'll tend to say the same thing more or less. But here it was nice to get people. It's like, oh, they find like little things that I would have never noticed in it. So it's like, oh, that's great. And also Kaku Ranger, well, it wasn't my favorite season or anything that I ever watched. I mean, Tsuruhime is the best part of that whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Just telling people off the whole show. Teen Mom forever.
Teen Mom. Gosh.
Because the rest are just terrible characters. Like, just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Although she does have a couple episodes later where she gets stuck in the I just want to find a boy mode, and that's disappointing.
Of course. But, you know, for 90 Sentai, she was pretty good.
Overall, yeah, she's one of the strongest female characters in a lot of those early 90s Sentais.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, especially most of the women in those 90s shows were treated pretty terribly.
Yeah. And we may be talking about some females later in the show.
Or lack thereof.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Hey! Hey!
You! Okay. So, wow.
You know, we should just go to our main topic right now, because that's too perfect a segue.
What? Okay, was that it for
no,
the...
No, but the, what I wanted to... Before I rant, what I wanted to say... to Seamus is that Seamus, you did a very good job. I was very happy, you know, I ended up watching most of it.
You hear those shout outs for MPS that I did for you?
Right. Yes. That's right, son. Getting them plugs in.
Specifically said Lisa, Jer, and Tristan.
Yes.
Oh, I must have said the Tristan part. What did you say about Tristan?
No, I just said at the very end, I'm like, yeah, you know, I do No Pink Spandex with my, you know, amazing co-hosts, Lisa, Jer, and Tristan. Those are, I think, exact words.
Yeah, the whole thing on YouTube, if you want to go check the parts you missed.
Oh.
Yeah, because I missed it, so I made
I had to rewatch the last, like, two segments because I had to leave, but.
Yeah, but, like, Jeremy was right at the top.
Yes.
Like, with, like, the comment about, like, 5 billion shirts. I'm like, wow. Yes. Legit.
And I didn't even tell them to pick that one. They're just like, this is the funniest one. And I saw it, I'm like, of course it's Jer.
Of course, yes. I try.
So yeah, I'm glad. So look, Seamus, just remember that you are now famous.
And, oh, I am not famous. You need to stop that right now.
And you know, you're gonna get a lot of interesting fan mail. All right? So, you know, embrace it.
Well, no, I was going to say that I think that if they did, like, if I had control over these, which I don't, I would be like, every time they do a live stream, which they should really be doing these, like, one every 2 months, why not? You should just cycle out the NPS members. So you just have one with Seamus, next one with Lisa, next one with Jer, next one with Tristan, and just do that so you get the nice variety of Power Ranger expert opinions.
Expert, quote unquote expert.
Tristan, like,
listen, you know the people in this fandom that have labeled themselves experts. The bar is low.
Yeah,
right. Like that was when I had, like, when I saw that my official subtitle was Power Rangers Expert, I had nothing to do with that at all. I was like, what?
Yeah, like, you know, that's you know, let them call you what you want.
I mean, I'll take it. Like, this is no lie.
I mean, I'm not saying that it would be a great idea for...
But it would be a great idea.
But it would be a great idea.
But it would be a great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, if... You know what I'm saying? You know, especially for the Zeo parts, what? You know, because you got that Zeo expert, right? And then you have the Sentai folks. And I've never seen O-Ranger. I have never... And it's kind of on purpose, right? Because I'm like...
Leave the memories alone.
Zeo's so perfect. Like, why would you even try to touch that?
If you needed somebody who's a Zeo expert but never seen O-Ranger, hey, and then, it's great idea. Great idea. You know, Brian, B-Ward, give us a call. Just give us a call. You know to reach us. Okay. but, you know, the only thing I would say, I would just like, you know, would have been nice. And I like the girl, her name is Erica.
Yeah, Erica.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked when she brought in the different Japanese folklore and why there's certain things that would be in Kaku Range. I'm just like, I gotcha. You know, but they, you know, they're missing, you know, some black people, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, that did work really well too, because literally every single monster in Kaku Ranger is based on some ancient myth,
right?
Like, it's fantastic.
And I'm not gonna lie, I loved when we were all drawing our own, like, Kaku Ranger monsters, and the one girl Hana was like, yeah, my monster's just my family. I'm like, oh,
someone has some issues to work.
All right, then
she's gotta work through some things, you know, it's a journey. Life mm-hmm. is a journey. So yeah, but yeah, but other than, you know, missing them black folk, I enjoyed Seamus and the panel and everything, and you know, and maybe one other, you know, like what was up with that octopus though?
It was actually this whole skit that we had planned out, or I think it was actually Hannah had written this skit, and like when we did the rehearsal the night before, it actually went off really well and it was really funny, but just some stuff happened on the set where, like, because it was live and like somebody was working with the squid puppet that didn't know what they were doing, and it just kind of got messed up, and so it just didn't end. You should have seen, like, while they were cutting to that shot, we were all like frantically, like, waving our arms for the person who was up, who was doing the squid thing, to like do it differently. It was so it all just kind of fell apart.
Oh, so there's a person supposed to operate it?
There was supposed to be like a hand that comes into shot and do some stuff with it, and then that just didn't happen. Really? So that's where a lot of it. Oh yeah.
It's because it just sat there with like shades on.
Yeah. No. Stuff was supposed to happen. Stuff was supposed to happen.
Oh, that's why. I was like, okay, all right.
I particularly love that, like, in the night before, we're like, yeah, we'll just green screen a background on there. And they're like, do you have one? I'm like, yeah, just take one from a Cocker Ranger episode. And they just took a background from Kamen Rider Decade.
Yeah, they did.
I'm like, okay, all right.
Do we have the rights? Probably not.
But it's fine. I made a joke about it. It's fine. Dude, it's when you're doing something... The fact that the whole thing was live and that was only the major hiccup was actually pretty, like, delightful. Because when you do stuff like live like that, that goes on for so long, so many worse things can happen.
Not like fake live, like real live.
Oh yeah, it was. We'll do it live.
So yeah, I'm glad. I never watched it before, so I didn't know. I didn't know it wasn't a live panel before. I always thought it was a live panel. So I'm glad it was live. I'm glad. Yay. Yeah,
I said before that, like, the past ones, like, I really liked the little segments that Rag One did, but I enjoyed them quite a bit, but there was, like, no sense of urgency behind them, so it was like, I can watch these on YouTube whenever. Like, when it's a panel and it's live, I'm like, okay, I actually want to stick around and watch the whole thing.
And audience participation, you know, that sort of thing, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's, during the whole thing, I was just trying to make sure I was responding to everybody who was watching and stuff like that, because I'm like, if you're going to watch it live, you know, get a little audience participation going.
Glad it went well. Glad everybody enjoyed themselves.
I was telling one of the head guys of Shout Factory that was there. I'm like, you need to do one of these every weekend. Doesn't have to always be for Power Rangers, but some live streams, so then you can just retake Saturday mornings, because Saturday morning cartoons don't exist anymore, but you can make it happen again.
I can't wait for them to get to Car Ranger. I have so many things, so many thoughts.
Bring on JR for that, Shout Factory, if you're listening.
Oh, Car Ranger, I love you so. And it's not even an ironic love. I genuinely love it.
All right. Before we get to the main event, because I'm trying to put off my rage. I'm preempting. Like, this is a preempt.
You've staved off my rage for another day. Yes.
So, in our chat, in our little Facebook chat, right? I get a bloop-bloop. And Jeremy says, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't know where it is right now. Jeremy says that, you know, watching Car Ranger and watching O Ranger, I think. Oh no! This is what you said. Yep. Here's a hot take.
Yes, hot takes. I have many hot takes.
And then you said, paraphrasing, that I think that I like Zeo less after watching O Ranger, and like Turbo more.
That's a mistake.
After watching Car Ranger.
That's a mistake.
Sir.
Now listen. I still like Zeo more than Turbo. Let's not kid ourselves here. But the needles have moved a bit on both of them. They have.
Backtracking.
I didn't say more. I never said better. Never said better.
How does that even happen? How does it even work? How does a Sentai make you like a good season less? Like, I don't understand. I understand making it like more, you know, like I get that because it's like, oh, this is the original. Oh, look at what they did to use the footage from the original and make it a better show. Like, I get that, but less?
I feel like Car Ranger is so good and they were actually quite clever with some of the uses of the footage, while Zeo to O-Ranger was just like, eh, you pretty much did what O-Ranger did, but just made it a little more entertaining because our cast is better. And it's like, eh.
Okay, okay, okay. So, here it is. We've had seasons that are literal copies.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And in some cases,
seasons.
In some cases, the literal copies are with bad casts or less favorite casts, mm-hmm. and literal copies are with casts that we like, right? So,
Samurai and Time Force, there we go.
I was going to say, Time Force is pretty much an exact copy, but it's still pretty good.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? You as the producer, you should know, like, okay, granted, it's not always easy to see, like, what kind of cast you get until, like, they actually do the work. You know, instead of, like, some, like, fake sides that never really happen, like, actually do the work and work together. And so I get that. But, you know, as you're going along and writing for it, you're just like, you know what? This is a good cast that they can pull off a story that's great and whatever. And, you know, like, we can change some things here. But, you know, this is, they're good. And this is good. So it'll be good. It's a good story. So it's good. Right? I don't have a problem with that. Right? I have the problem when they literally copy, and then not only copy, but then, you know, you got the cast that you got. And then, and then it's still, it's worse. Like, not only because of the cast, it's because of, like, what you guys write to dumb it down even further. Like, you know, come on, man. Am I right or am I right?
Well, yeah, it was like with, what was it, with Samurai, it was just watered down Shinkenger, and they didn't do anything to replace the parts they took out.
Correct. Yes.
So, I mean, like, when you said that, I just said, you're clearly insane.
Clearly.
And left it alone, because I couldn't say anything else. I had to, I'm going to wait until we get on the show, because, like, honestly, you just cannot say that you can like Zeo less. I don't even care what you compare it to. You can't like Zeo less. The watch in the center. Like,
look, it's not affecting placements. Zeo is still my third favorite season. So
wait, which are the first two?
You know what the first two are.
No, I don't.
RPM and Dino Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Those are acceptable.
Because they will be, they'll be, you'll be catching these hands.
Sorry. Dino Thunder is one. RPM is two. Okay. Zeo is three.
Okay.
That is perfectly acceptable.
That's how it goes.
Because literally, the hands were ready. And then, I was like, right, all right, I'm good.
Well, I'm sure the hands will get ready, because four is Ninja Storm, so let's be real.
Turbo's five for me, so.
Turbo, like, that's the thing, I know people really hate on Turbo, and I know I like it more than most people, but, and I do actually think watching Car Ranger has made me like Turbo a little bit more, so it might move up on the list.
Well, I understand.
Zeo's still where it is. Zeo's not moving. It's
like,
fine.
I understand if you watch some the Sentai and then you watch the PR version and then you appreciate it more. I understand that conversion. It's the other way that I don't get.
So, quick little Car Ranger thing for you. So you know those magazines that I was buying when we were in the Japan store that have, like, you know, they're like, they're kiddie magazines, but they have, like, lots of cool pictures of the Sentai and the Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they include something in it. Like, sometimes it's an actual, like, collectible, and sometimes it's like a cardboard punch out, and it's like, you punch out this cardboard thing and you can build your own Megazord, and then you put these little plastic pins in so the arms can move, that sort of thing.
Yes. Right.
So you remember the episode of Turbo where the giant evil Megazord broke down because Porto forgot the cottering pin?
Yes. Sure.
That's because that mecha came out of a giant magazine.
Oh my god. That's beautiful.
It's amazing.
All right, I need this show in my life.
And
look, all I was saying to Brian B. Ward during that whole Cocker Ranger shoot, because he had a copy of Car Ranger right there. I'm like, I was just like, yeah, you know, I don't have that yet. Just saying.
Right? Like, and when,
so subtle,
when
so
and when that goo dude, like he sprayed the goo and it turned the mecha back into like a camel for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Car Ranger. It just turned it back into the cardboard, into a sheet of cardboard.
God.
Like, yes, I love it. It's so good.
That's interesting.
That is a choice.
Yes.
That is a choice. Yeah. So you are. You're a little bit on probation. I mean, because you can't just scare somebody like me with the Zio. You can't do that to me.
You may be a little overprotective of the Zio. You may be.
I am just the right kind of protective.
Look, Zio is one of the top seasons of all time.
It is. It's
a season that is good.
Listen, that Galaxy fan.
What about it?
Look, there have been some amazing seasons of television, all right, but Zio is above all of them. Like, anything that's aired on HBO the past 10 years, not as good as Zio.
Like, that actually reminds me, like, I'm very excited for them to get to Gingaman, because I just want to see all of the nonsense that they somehow, like, shoehorned into... Yeah, we're on Terra Venture, sure. Yeah, uh-huh, that's cool. Right, uh-huh.
Well, Lost Galaxy was just it's a beautiful train wreck. I do like Lost Galaxy, but there's so much in that show where you're just like, yep, that's Gingaman.
It is the most square peg round hole season of all time.
It is a strange mix.
Like, hey, you guys wanted space? You want some more space? Here's some more. Oh,
this is the exact opposite of space.
Nature themed fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Giant the tree man.
Literally ride horses. Like,
we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Doing it live.
Yes.
More space. More space.
Every season just needs to be more space.
And you get more Ninja Red, though, Seamus. He's in that season, too.
That's right.
So.
But speaking of space.
Space!
Speaking of space. Okay.
QQ Tama.
Tama. QQ.
Ranger.
If only we could do our own version of the ending theme.
Which one?
Minus the band.
Before they change the dance, that one little dance, or after?
Yes. We will be about the hip thrusting.
Yeah, I was about to say, since we're all adults, we can do the hip thrusting.
It's better anyway. I mean, I don't know the arm thing. Like, what is
that? Yeah, they cranking that Soulja Boy stuff.
Get out of here.
Someone needs to edit that. Jared, do that on your channel.
So, I watch up to 15, because that was the latest one that came out, right? Like, only 16, the Raw came out, but not the subbed, right? Right?
Well, uncooked. Yeah.
Right. And what I mean is, we went to Japan.
Of course.
Yes. We went to Japan, and our friend, Tokyo-chan, sent me...
What the hell?
All of the episodes.
Well, no, like friend of the podcast, Rag One, sent us some copies.
Yeah, right, exactly. One. Yes, Rag One. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What's the problem? So I watched these, and I will admit, right, because I was typing up not my complete thoughts, but the ones I'm just like. You know, and again, right, I'm for people that don't know, right, I'm currently, we're doing some renovations in our house, you know what I mean, so I'm in a different location, location.
The bunker.
And, yeah, right, so, you know, there's certain things I have to, like, set up and make sure that I can get the same quality, y'all. So this time, you know, I have my monitor that I watch, like, you know, shows and things, whatever. It's closer to me. I can see it well. I can read. It's great. Because, you know, I wear glasses. I'm black. So I can just see everything. It's great. I'm like, yes, I'm going to sit here and watch my Q-Ranger because all my hosts are talking about how da-da-da-da-da. And I'm watching.
That was our,
like,
first mistake.
And I'm watching it. I'm just like, okay, so, like, all right, like, the premieres, they were cool, you know, but, like, okay, like, when this is, when's the thing gonna happen? So the thing, and then like there'll be a blip of a thing, and then I'm like, all right, I'm waiting for a thing. And so it took a moment to like gain some momentum for me, and I'm still waiting for the momentum, because I just feel like
all the way through to 15,
like I just feel like no, not all the way through to 15, like, but the interesting parts I we're getting less of. For me.
Oh, how dare you.
What did you start with your little marathon?
Three. Because I know we talked about three. But mm-hmm. I didn't remember it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna just watch it. So yeah, 3 through 15 I watched. So guys, man, I don't know, man. Like, there's not enough hook for me to be like, man, I gotta watch this next week. Like, there isn't. You know, like,
yeah, there's not much of a continuing plot thread. It's very episodic at the moment.
Yeah, and it literally just got interesting in 15. Just.
Wow. Okay.
Just because it's the moment we've all been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it was. And then, you know, oh my gosh. Okay, my favorite Lucky moment was when he was unlucky. Because he wasn't completely over the top with the one-liners every single time and screaming every single line that he has. Like, it was like, oh, so you know how to not scream. Hey, can we do more of that? That'd be great.
I mean, it's no Akashi being unlucky, but it was pretty good.
Oh, so, like, yeah, you're know, right. And so that, you know, the characters, I don't hate any character, which is a good thing, right? Like, I don't, like,
oh. Yes, it's generally it's good if like, you don't hate.
Well, there's a lot of characters, so not hate any of them is good,
right? Like, right. I don't hate them, but what I do find offensive, right? Like, when you bring in a kid.
Oh, I knew it.
To join the team. Now, again, he's been the least offensive kid that has ever joined any team or joined any show of any of these Toku things. Like, legit. Like,
that you've seen. Have you seen, like, Die Ranger?
No.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's another kid.
Tommy's a pervert.
Oh, yeah. No,
Yes.
So I'll give them that. However... And, like, he's a little old. He's not, like, a five-year-old, right? But you're still a kid, okay? You are still a child. And we have 5 billion men. Yeah. One girl. Yeah. One robot girl, right? Who has I've warmed up to. I have warmed up to her, right? Because she had a dream. She had a dream, y'all. She had a dream.
Well, that episode was great.
A sexy dream.
So she had a dream, y'all. But if you were to add a kid, right? And why could you could add a girl? Yeah. You could add a girl. Because literally, when the boy morphs, he sounds like a girl.
Oh, he kind of
looks like no. I mean, because like his ball didn't drop yet. So you know, he sounds like a girl a little bit. And he, you know, he's the same height as the other girl, right? And then, you know, his costume, it looks like he has like 5 billion scarves on, right? I'm just like,
I mean, honestly, like, I was gonna say, like, there's nothing really stopping them except their desire to have more boys in the Power Ranger version. If they adapt this, it from making that a female character, I don't see why they wouldn't, except do they just want more boys?
Right.
It would work perfectly fine.
It would, right? So, like, I'm just, my thing, I was like, wow, like, okay, so, like, the kid isn't, like, completely offensive. Like, he, you know, like, whatever.
He's fine, and they use him just enough.
Yeah, they've already written him out until whenever the heck they want to use
him
again.
Right. That's why I was like, okay, but, like, yo, like, come on, like, how many dudes, man? Like, how many, and then you just have the one girl, and she barely gets any screen time. Like, I mean, like, she got this one little, like, dumb fight with the blue dude, and then, like, there was, like, oh, and then she had, like, a moment with, like, some village girl. Like, let me, and then, okay, hold up, time out. I'm sorry. I know. I didn't mean to, like... I will, but... The episode where the village people...
The village people?
The village folk who... thought that their savior was like the what they Nessie. Call them the governors Nessie. Or the whatever the blood go Nessie what that's what
Nessie
said?
Yeah
okay
yeah. The Loch Ness monster
the Loch Ness so like you know they think like oh my gosh we have to like give sacrifice any and then they were just and then the go Nessie was just like, you know what? No. You know what? Sacrifice a girl. No. Wait. You know what? Sacrifice somebody. Like, bro, you can't think like, yo, this dude ain't. Like, why you just be like, yo, I'm sorry, yo. Like, daughter, you gotta go to that. You gotta go to be sacrificed. Like, sorry, because, you know, we need to save ourselves. Like, really?
I mean, that seemed actually pretty real just because that stuff actually has happened, like, in reality. Like,
you're missing the best part. How good was Naga in that episode?
Oh man,
he was so good.
It's like he's like, yes, I must stay here. No.
We will get you.
Goes down in his spaceship, and he's got like his little like inflatable dolphin.
That's great. And at the end, he's just like, "Thank you, Q Ranger."
Like, bro, like you're one of us. Yeah. So like, the moments for the women are few and far in between. Right. And then they had a really cool female villain, right? They had a really cool one teamed up with the dude with like 5 billion eyes. Really cool one. And then she dies. And then she comes back all subservient and jump. I'm like,
well, yeah, but you know she's gonna die again and come back with another wacky personality.
And she was also subservient to a guy who then died himself. So,
but then she's subservient to like the you know Scorpio. Like she's like it's a typical thing of like the women, the villain women, being subservient to the like. I'm just you know like I'm not like I was like oh she's kind of cool. I hope she like stays around for a while because she can regenerate and all of them. I'm like oh they fine okay, and then they just like change her personality to be like. Oh, yes, master, no master, blah, blah, master, blah, blah. I'm like, I can't. So, yeah, no, I...
But aren't you excited?
That was another interesting part I was liking.
But aren't you excited about Scorpion Man because you get your Kamen Rider Gaim fix?
I was wondering. I was just like, wait a minute. Yes. I know this face.
Takatora.
I know this face.
Takatora.
I was just
Alone.
Like, hello.
See, the thing about Q-Ranger that's working really for me, because I like the individual episodes enough, but I just like the setting of it, and I'm glad, especially with this last episode, that we're not staying on Earth every episode, because that was my biggest fear when they got to Earth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, they're just going to stay on Earth the whole show.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The last couple episodes, I was like, oh, we're on Earth too long, and I'm like, oh, thank god they got off of Earth, finally.
Yeah, this was something, like, because I think it was Seamus who said it was, like, really episodic or whatever, but, like, I was thinking... very differently. Like most Sentai shows at this point would barely have like done anything like story wise, you know, like whereas with this show, like almost every character has some kind of backstory. Some of them have major stuff, you know, like the conflict between Orange and Black.
I should say
that when I say episodic, it doesn't mean that like the characters aren't getting anything. That's what I do like about the what I refer to as episodic plots, because that they at least were getting to know these characters so that when the real plot starts to really, really get going, then we actually know them and we'll care about what's happening to the characters. Because right now, they're still doing the traditional, like, differently, but they are doing the traditional Sentai ramp-up where, like, you know, around episode 20, they'll, like, be like, oh, here's a big, big, big plot move.
Yeah, they'll get rid of the first main bad guy, and then they'll be like, okay, now we're actually going in another direction where stuff's happening. Like, I kind of get the same sort of vibe I get with X-Aid, where I'm like, there's stuff happening early on. Like, let's not pretend there isn't, but it's more than a traditional season, the amount of stuff that happens early on, but it's still not, like, a ton. Like, because there are series that a ton happens where, like, it always feels like stuff is going on little by little. So here it's still building up. It's just not, like, an in-your-face buildup. So it's somewhere in the middle like that, I would say.
I just feel like because there are so many characters, like, all, like 90% of other shows, like, with this many characters just would not care enough.
Yeah, like, I mean, I give them so much credit for trying to balance out this many characters. And I do think they are doing a pretty admirable job. But there is still going to be a little bit lingering where you're like, oh, I wish someone had a little bit more or whatever. You know, yeah. We're like, it's kind of like ridiculously hard to truly expect every single one of these characters to have like a ton at this point in time. But I mean, it could be like, oh my gosh, like seriously, Dino Force Brave is awful.
Is it that bad? You've been saying that to us.
Like, remember, we're 6 episodes in. Every episode is 12 minutes long. Nobody has had anything happen to them except the generic Red Ranger, Sixth Ranger conflict. Nothing has happened to anybody.
It's all just fight scenes, isn't it?
Yes.
I watched the first 2 episodes without subs just because I wanted to see what it was. It was a new thing. And yeah, I just realized I don't need to watch any. Well, first of all, I don't really need to watch any more of it. But if I did, I wouldn't need to wait for subs because there's nothing to sub. Like
yeah, I have never seen a better example of this show legitimately only exist to get through all of the toys. That is the only reason it is here.
Yeah.
And it's even worse because it's all introducing toys we've all had before.
But there's like silver lines and stuff.
Repaint.
Yes. Don't yes. The main mecha is mostly white. That's interesting. Yes.
And like Gatling guns coming out of eyes or whatever.
Yes. Like... And the other 4 have switched who has which mecha compared to the original series.
Yeah.
Slightly
see,
different.
Guys, now we can finally get what we all want. Dino Chart Season 3. Right? Right? Oh.
Yes. The crowd goes mild.
Yeah.
Dino, the crowd goes wild charge.
If we could get it to like a thing that's trying to be the spirit of the first half of Dino Charge and give it a real ending, I'd be all for it, to be honest.
Just redo Dino Supercharge. Just redo it. Do over.
No, I mean, just work with what you have and like actually seriously end it in a way that would be satisfying instead of what we got, which
like...
is...
And this show
so the
is...
whole plot, the whole plot is Tyler realizes he made a huge mistake, time travels back to before the finale, stops himself from changing time, and we go on from there.
Oh, God.
Or just have, like, the magic wishing stone, and then voila, you know, we're back to a normal universe, and we don't have to do all that changing stuff.
Yes. Go tame the evil Judlinosaurus. You can do it, Tyler.
No more dinosaurs. Just hanging out. Yo.
No, yeah, the thing about Q-Ranger that I'm just loving is they are still very committed to the space thing. Even when they're on Earth, right? It's like, oh, but at least Earth is like kind of like partially enslaved by the bad guys or whatever. So at least we're committing to the theme here. It's not just, it wasn't just for the first few episodes where we had a budget. They are committing to the space thing. That's what I was afraid for. And then when they were on Earth, I'm like, oh, nah. But they are still sticking with it. And the show seems to have... It has fun without being too silly. To me, anyway. Because I'm used to Sentai's silliness and wackiness. And yeah, the episode where... What's-his-face... Wolfman guy had to, like, dress up as a lady or whatever was kind of a little out there. But, you know, for Sentai, not too out there. And I've been enjoying it.
Cross-dressing in Sentai is kind of a prerequisite.
So. Yeah.
It's just gonna happen.
You can't fight it.
That episode, by the way, is the first one that was not written by the same writer. Every episode that's aired so far has all been written by one dude.
Huh. Oh.
That episode was really fun, too. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Even though I knew from like the second it started, it's like, it's gonna take him a long time to push the blue button, isn't it? It's gotta be the blue button.
But the thing, I mean, it was cute, like, the moments, but, like, none of it seemed to make sense at all. Like, at all. Like, he needs to press this button, right? And the button controls the cells that are holding these prisoners.
Yeah, why don't you just press all of them?
Right. Yeah. But then also, there are Q Rangers who could, like, destroy whole buildings with just one of them could destroy whole buildings with their power.
I don't have time for your logic, Tristan.
Yes, you can easily break Lucky, right through and save them immediately. I'm enjoying
Lucky and Spada having crazy, like, cartoon Wile E. Coyote moments. By the way, I, like, really like Spada, and I don't know why. Like, I really like him.
He's great.
Yo, the episode where he makes soup for everybody? Great.
That's great. And they actually gave a little bit of his, like, backstory and stuff. Because there was a couple episodes that had me worried that they were just going to do the generic Sentai thing of just, like, let's just have a monster have wacky powers for no reason. And then that's the whole episode. It's just, like, let's deal with the monster and not learn anything about the heroes. Mm-hmm. But even with the millions of characters, they're still, like, going into their backstories and, like, learning about, like... This just, it hasn't happened in a while, at least not in the shows that I've watched enough of. Particularly with, I'm still shocked that it's only like 15 episodes. Because I feel like so much has gone on. Not like super plot-wise, like, you know, big turns or whatever, but like we learn so much.
But they've actually done something with the time instead of usually in like, you know how like the joke is with like a Toku series, like, yeah, you really have to give it like 20 episodes before you decide if you're gonna like it or not.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's just okay. But here's the thing though. Like, have they done a better job with 5 billion characters than other shows have done with 3? Sure. I'll give you that. Sure. But it's just like, you know, there are certain things I'm just like, alright, the monsters themselves. I'm all for a wacky gimmick. I'm all for one. But it just seemed as if, and maybe because I was marathoning it, maybe, but it just seemed as if it was like each monster had one wacky gimmick after another. Like, none of it was like, okay, and then you get up to, what were the two assassins' names again? Eyes the Guy Squids? and the...
Oh, God, it's like crazy names.
Yeah. Whatever. You got up to the two that, you know, that were
Hargan and Marduk.
Something like Marduk, that. Something. You know, we got up to those two. I'm just like, oh, okay, this is, you know, this is a nice little break from all the completely wacky monsters. I mean, I know we've had some wacky, right? But, I mean, some of these are just like, I'm going to... Okay, stealing the dreams, fine. I've seen that, whatever, it's cool. Stealing the kids' birthday, stealing people's birthdays. I'm like,
nah, I'm good. I'm not, you know, I'm good with that not being a thing.
Yeah,
you know. then it was another with I'm hungry, so I'm gonna steal all your food. Ooh, okay, like, you know, so like, it was just like a lot of really wacky monsters. And really down, when you get down to it, they're just scared. They're all just scared. I'm like, oh, wait, oh, you found me out. Oh, crap. Foot soldiers, just go. Just do it, because I'm scared. Like,
I mean, I guess it sort of is like, they feel secure in their, how do I say this, political power, I guess? Like in their position as like the leaders or the rulers of whatever, and there's no one to resist them. They've already beaten them down to the point where nobody's gonna resist. And then suddenly here come the Cure Rangers who say, no, actually, we're gonna fight you. So you have to get off your ass and fight.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they have a certain fealty to them where they have this whole hierarchy. So they're like, I'm protected forever and ever, so I can just sit here and get fat and do whatever I want and rule these people. So...
Yeah, there was this one episode where it was just when Scorpio was introduced and all these people are in this, like, courtroom or something asking for this governor, general, whatever, some monster. They're just like, look, we work long hours and we have no food. Just please, just give us a day off, please, or whatever. And it was just like... Oh, you want a date? Oh, well, you working amongst yourselves. Okay, no, we're not doing that. All right, he's just about to send them on their way, you know? And Scorpio's like, you know, no, this, you guys are not mean enough. There's no violence. There's no, like, fear. There's no agony. Like, what is this? And then, like, so he turns everybody to zombies. Like, he's like, eh.
Yes.
Yeah, so if that's a thing where it's like, hey, like the whole clown shoe monsters thing is totally like a setup for, no, you all have to act more serious, then I'm so into that.
Because that's the thing, I'm just like, there is a theme of like really wacky, like more than wacky than usual. I'm just like, okay, I'm not feeling this at all. But, you know, again, this better be a payoff, y'all. It had better be.
It's weird that this group of, like, space monsters that have taken over the entire universe, like, immediately felt 100 times more threatening and believable than the bad guys in Gokaiger that are basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, because you see how it affects the people, which is exactly what sells it.
Like, Gokaiger, they just tell you, oh, they've conquered everything. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then, and now those monsters are incredibly wacky. A lot of them are. Like, and you never really felt like it was supposed to be some amazing galactic threat, despite the fact that it required 200 heroes to sacrifice their powers to beat them in the first episode. And yet here, like, it really feels a lot like, okay, this has been going on for a while. You know, it actually, like, they actually are ingrained into these people as, like, this is just how it is. We're effed.
Yeah, and you actually visit them where they live. Like, you see their rule over all these people. You're not just hanging out on Earth constantly.
Yeah.
Which, and it's like the shining hope of the universe, which I'm pretty sure that's how it's just always going to be in these shows. Like, Earth is the gem. It's everything. But I do it enjoy when they go to other planets and it's like, no, like, we actually see them doing this stuff that other shows would just talk about.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of the Commander?
Love him. Love.
Yes. Q-Lef.
throwing his back out. He's like, I'm old. I'm not gonna fight anymore.
I love the roulette. I just love it. I don't know why. Like, it gives you an excuse for having to have a character who's super lucky. Like, because if you don't pick him every single time, you can't form a Megazord. But there. That's kind of part of it.
Dude, I'm excited for the upcoming team up they're doing with Deku Ranger and Gavan, because then Japanese Doggy Kruger and the Commander from Q Ranger are going to hang out. It's going to be great.
I was going to say, like, I don't, you know, like, every time they've used Gavin the last few years, I haven't cared for him. I found him to be incredibly boring. But, like, it kind of works. Like, the themes all line up, and the fact that you can see, like, the one picture where it's Gavin and they use Hibiscus Silver to have him stand with the two reds. So it's like, okay, that looks cool. And you got the two commanders who are both puppet people. Like,
well, costume people.
Yes. Like, it all kind of lines up pretty well. I think it'll be pretty interesting.
Our space heroes.
Yes, all of our space heroes.
Because, I mean, the roller coaster of how I felt about this Commander. Roller coaster, because at first I'm just like, who's this fool? And then I'm just like, oh crap. And then I'm just like, no, seriously, who is this fool?
Like, yes, you got his backstory, you cared about him for two episodes, and then you're like, okay.
Like, who is this fool? I mean, when he said, yes, we have to conserve our energy, so only five of you can be sent on certain missions, blah, 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 and I will choose you. But first, I'm going to sing. Like,
what? Oh my god, yes.
And then, like, each episode, I'm just like, no, he's not going to do this every time. Like, I mean, thank goodness he doesn't. But then, like, one of the last one that he did, it was sped up so much because you know how ridiculous this crap is. You know what ridiculous is with the lights and everything. I'm like,
I just love how Pink is like, can you please stop taking everything I say and turning it into an inspirational thing?
Yes, I'm just like,
just stop it.
Yeah, no, I love his relationship with the Pink Ranger. Oh my god,
so good.
She's just like, oh sir, please stop.
And yes, if you're wondering, you can buy the roulette wheel.
Of course.
It is available, and you have to buy it if you want a special Q-tama.
Obviously, right? That's...
So, I have to say, it's a roller coaster with him. Like, I mean, one moment I want to kill him, next moment I want to hug him.
Is it like you're on a roulette wheel? Oh, God. We don't know what's going
to
come up.
It's your plan, the Levi lottery. We yes. don't know.
Oh, bring it back.
Lisa, what? are you gonna be lucky? You don't know.
And then especially when the super commander, or whatever his name is, came
Bear.
Back as a ghost and be like, yo, this fool.
Oh, Big Bear?
This yes, fool. Big Bear came back. Like, this fool, what? He don't know what he's doing. I'm just like, you're right. He don't.
You want to give powers to a kid? That's insane. I'm going to give powers to a kid.
Yes.
It's always good when there are other characters who are like, this person's crazy. You know, because you've been thinking, this person's crazy.
Yes! I'm just like, yo, Big Bear, I'm with you. I am with you. Yo, Big Bear, holla at a girl. And then he realizes that, you know, blah, blah, blah. He got the team together. I mean, give him a little bit more credit than this, but that's okay. It's just, like I said, there are moments where I'm just like, oh, and then it goes back to like, I don't care. And then it goes like, oh, and then I'm like, I don't care. You know, so.
But he has the best costume.
He does.
The best.
Let me
Rangers.
That camo.
Let me tell you something about this cape. Now, you know how I feel about capes, y'all. Y'all know how I feel. I think that capes are dumb. But here's the thing now. Here's the thing, right? So when the Magic Rangers had their capes, dumb. I get the theme.
How,
but it's dumb.
How dare you?
It's dumb, right? Because they're short and they're dumb. Okay. But this right here, like, is it a skirt? Is it a, you know, is it a cape? It's pimp. That's what it is. Fan. And then the helmet is nice. I'm not feeling the mullet thing that's going on in the back with the helmet. I'm not, you know, but whatever. That's just a nitpick thing. But, ooh, that's right. That violet now. Look at that. Yes. Loving it. Loving all that.
It's beautiful.
I even like his, like, weaker costume. It still looks nice.
The one that's, like, without the cape, I guess?
Yeah, before the Q-Tama is actually powered up with, you know, transformation stuff, where he jury rigs it and forces it to transform.
Right, and his thing, like he's at the pimp cane, though! The pimp cane! Yes!
And he's in purple.
Yes!
That does work.
Purple is always the best.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
I love the mecha. Like it's just got this nice, deep purple. It's just fantastic.
Beautiful. But yeah, like I have moments of the show. I'm just like, oh, it's great. And then there are other ones. I'm just like, really, I gotta read all this. I gotta read all these subtitles. Really, like, this really sounds like boring. I mean, I have to tell you, man. I don't hate it, but I'm not like, wow, like, I can't wait. Like, the only part I really want to see what happens is. Not the only part, but like the main part I want to see is when can we talk about Stinger? That's
yes,
his name?
Yes.
Yes.
Can we talk about Stinger for a moment?
He's honestly one of my least favorite of the team.
Yeah.
Probably. I just think he's very cliche.
Yes. The soft-spoken, like, oh, I don't need you to do this. And I never said I was working with you. I said I was doing... Like, yeah. Okay, shut up.
He's the generic broody second-in-command guy that most teams have.
So here's my little... This is where I'm just like, eh, okay. When we first see him, he's fighting the Rangers. He's like, I ain't with you. That ain't the move. Ain't nobody got time. I'm going to defeat you. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And all this time... This fool over here named Commander was just like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you he's a spy. He was working with us, you know. And I'm just like, that'd have been something nice to know. Like,
yeah.
Just saying. So I thought I was a little shoehorned a little bit, because he wasn't acting like that. But
I think they knew, like, well ahead of time. They just
It wasn't executed that great. I'm just saying, like, it looked like it was shoehorning when they planned it out, but it wasn't. It didn't really, because I'm like, really, like, come on. So then when he sort of kind of joins a team, but working independently, whatever. That's a lie, but whatever. Because he's like in every, he's like missed like one fight. Woo. Okay. Whatever. What I don't like is that at one point, I forget, maybe he's dealing with the two kids, the brothers or whatever, or something like that. I don't know which one. And he takes off his rags and underneath he got that Q Ranger jacket that all the rest of them had. I'm like,
what?
Really though?
What?
Like, really though? Like, why you have to conform to all these crackheads? Like, you could have just been, you were too quick to wear the jacket. Like, you know how you have the football team or whatever, and like the too cool for school kid was just like, nah, man, like, whatever, man. I don't need to join no basketball team, no football team. I don't need no Letterman jacket. Pfft, whatever. I don't need that. I'm too cool, man. I'm too cool for school. And then their friends are like, but no, but actually, you're really good at this sport. You should really join. You're really good. We need you. And he's like, pfft, whatever, man. I'm my own man. And then as soon as they like do their little tryout and they do well or whatever, he's like, psh, whatever, you know, but you know, I'm a gangster system, man. You know, I ain't going where. As soon as they hand you that jacket, you're like, look at me. I'm part of the team.
Yeah, I kind of wish that he had not joined the team so quickly, that he had been sort of on the out. I mean, you don't want to do it too long because then it gets a little annoying.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but they just wanted to get him in that jacket so that he could also be in the ending theme.
Yeah, they wanted to get him in that jacket.
And are they selling those jackets?
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also,
technically though, like, he was kind of part of the team.
I mean, yes. Then you go back. Then you go back. And he was just like, oh well, he was the first one. Like, he was the first Q Ranger that I offered my services to. I'm like, you know what, boo? Look.
Maybe he designed the text. You don't know.
Look. He's not joining them. They're joining him.
Yes. This is my team, okay? Johnny come lately.
You know?
See, no. He needs to be like, what was it, the Black Ranger, where he just wears it on his shoulder all the time.
Yes. Just tie it around your waist. Be super cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I didn't realize when we had our previous conversations that the Black Ranger just wore it on his shoulder. Like, wear it in a different way. Don't wear it like a normal person. Like you with normal clothes. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay.
Actually, the tied around the waist thing actually might have been kind of cool. Actually, as like a visual thing, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on, do something. Like, you know, wear it as a scarf, like everybody else does.
A scarf.
These people in their scarves.
A scarf. Little boy wear it as the scarf.
Tie it around your neck so it looks like a cape.
Jeez. Like,
scarves are a classic thing of Toku heroes.
I can't. Like, yo, the kid though. Like, I mean, how many? Okay, but whatever. He's a kid. Whatever. I'm not gonna go there. So the
kid though, I do like that he was sort of introduced early and then they kind of left him for a while, like he was just some guest star, whatever, goodbye, we'll never see you again, and then he then pops up again.
Back to Stinger, right? So and then the whole time, what I did like though, like the whole time we're thinking, oh snap, Stinger killed this dude and Champ is about to kick his butt and he ain't feeling him and this is good and whatever, what they got out of, you know, and all of a sudden you're just like, wait a minute, it's not Stinger. Oh my gosh, it's his brother. Oh my gosh. Now that's the thing again, right? With the whole brother notion, like, here's another notion, or here's another way. You could have introduced a girl.
Yeah.
Right? Like, couldn't the girl be, I don't know, like, the one that, like, is just like, deuces. I'm going over to the dark side. What's up? Amp. You know, like, it could have been a girl. Or, you know what? Can it not be a brother or a sister? Could it be a mom? Could it be a best friend, could have been, like, something, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been anything. Like, I'm tired of the brothers. Like, let's stop all the dudes, you know? Anyway.
Brothers and fathers.
The only reason why I don't mind that as much as a kid is because, you know, got me some gum or something, you know.
This one in particular.
So, like, I mean, you know, yes, am I interested in the story? Sure, I want to know what happens, but only that part. Like, everything else, I'm just like, all right, they got the second, they're now collecting the Kutamas to build this Argo so that they can defeat the big dude, right?
Yes.
So they got two and they got one more to go. Like, woo, yay, okay, great.
Yes. And I like that the team has now split up. Yes. And so you can sort of follow them in different adventures. Although it seems they're going to kind of force some of them back together just because it's a Sentai and you want red in everything.
Yeah, I really wish that they would pick two teams and then for like a couple episodes just alternate the storylines. That would be my preferred thing.
Yeah.
And they shoehorned that red into like, I'm like, come on, man. Like Okay. He is a little annoying. A little bit. He's not as
bad as he could be.
Right? Yeah. So but he's still a little annoying. But they shoehorn him in some things that is not his business. Like, at all. Like, at all. And then, when he ain't around, then they use the blue guy to be annoying. I'm like, what?
Oh, I like the blue guy. Stop.
I do blue like guy's the blue great. Guy. But then, no. There was a moment where he's like, I'm unlucky. I'm like, who? That's not your judge. That's not your judge.
That's not yours. Stop. That's not yours.
He's way too on Lucky's jock. Like, for all real. Day long.
Like,
yeah.
Real, like, riding it. Like, right. Come on, like, stop, man. Like, oh, he's like, yeah, you're the man. I'm like, you want him? You want him?
I don't know how I feel about this interspecies.
No, it's gonna leave go Zoro down alone. Here. Zoro was perfect. He's my favorite.
So, So, it's a mixed bag for me. You know, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm in the middle.
I've been enjoying it.
Caring about it. I'm like, fucking, what was the last one? What was the last one?
Juojo?
Oh yeah, Cube Force? Yeah, nah.
Juojo. Oh yeah, no, I stopped way
early. I dropped that cold after like 7 episodes, came back for Gokaiger, left.
By the way, I was watching some specials that were Aka Red trying to teach the Juojo how to be a Sentai.
What?
Yes. And Beat and Stag Buster showed up, but it was the parallel universe ones. Because they wanted to fight them for being Dobut Sentai.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I loved it.
Because they're animal themed.
Yes.
Like more so animal themed than.
Yeah, because their name is different in the V Cinema special. Because they're the more. Because they try to be the more generic, like happy go lucky Sentai, follow all the tropes sort of thing.
That movie is still amazing.
It is. It is one of the best, probably the best, maybe, of all that I've just loved it so much. It was so clever.
Yes, very much.
And I think that also, that special also kind of reminded me, like, maybe why they didn't want to adapt Go Busters, because their suits are ragged. Like, especially the silver one looked like it had been, like, shot multiple times. Mm. Like, whatever material that is they use for the Go Buster suits does not age well.
Well, I mean, that's the price you pay for good suits.
Right? For those leathery-looking suits. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything else to say.
I can't wait in, like, what is it, year and a half to see how Power Rangers messes this up. Yeah. Very excited. It's going to be great. There's so much potential for it to be adapted, and it's going to be squandered. It's going to be really exciting.
There is an incredible amount of potential. Like, it's not even funny. Like, Power Rangers, unlike Sentai, has had, like, this big sort of expanded universe that's, like, intended, or at least was, to be one big, huge thing. And there's so much you could do. There's so much you could do.
No, why would we do that? We gotta do things that don't make sense, like walk around the morphing grid.
Yes, and have dinosaurs.
Or, you know, just going to throw it out there that the second season of, you know, Qtama Space Force, whatever, would be in 2020, a.k.a. the season when SPD is supposed to happen. You know, just going to throw that one out there.
Oh, my God.
That you're going to say you wanted Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs to show up.
Yeah, anybody get that reference? Hey.
Hey, I'm old.
And Stossel. Remember Stossel?
Oh, Stossel. Give me a break.
Give me a break. The government says no. Okay. All right. Never mind. Wow. Yeah. We are old. So, yeah. Wow. 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It could happen. SPD. Just saying.
Somebody call Greg Aronowitz.
Well, Greg is actually working on the new Dark Crystal show for Netflix.
Really? Well, that is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's—I don't think he's writing. I think he's just working on, like, you know, the cool puppets and stuff. But
yeah,
still,
yeah, of course. But you know, after he does that, okay, fine, whatever. Just you know, I mean, you're no longer working for Disney, so just
so know. Just make it all women, all nine of them, all women.
There you go.
Like the bull can be a guy. You have your one token guy.
Dude.
Just all women, and multicultural.
Very multicultural.
Yeah, no, you know,
the only white girl's the robot.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about how Power Rangers is gonna.
No. What they'll do?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because I don't want to. I don't want to get down. I'm already like mid level. Like, you know what, Q Ranger, you're okay.
Yeah, okay. And that's good. That's good.
You're OQ.
That's oh, stop.
Oh, stop. You're pulling the commander with your sweet jokes. or like when he transformed and he said, let's rename ourselves Jew Ranger. I'm like, yes. Yes.
I don't think that's, yeah.
It may be taken.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, I'm glad that we have, like, you know, a good Sentai, a good Kamen Rider to tide us over during the summer. Because, you know, we had the Power Rangers movie that was kind of lifting us up. And now we don't have a lot until, you know, until that comes back and we can.
Well, speaking of the movie, right, we're coming up to some release dates for the DVD, the Blu-ray, the yada yadas and the what. So, you know, June 13th is the digital release of the movie with all the bonus features and blah, 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 blah. So,
mm-hmm. What day is the Ludi Lin cut available?
Now.
Hey, shout out to that guy on Twitter who edited, I think it was, I can't remember his name, but he edited the Ludi Lin cut. We just took the trailer and he just cut out any shot that didn't have Ludi Lin in it.
There you go. Love it. There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that Ludi Lin cut. I cannot wait. Oh my gosh, you don't understand right now. I cannot wait for all the bonus features and all. I just.
Deleted scenes for life. Deleted scenes for life.
Everything.
So. I want to see Billy's mom get mad about the car getting totaled. That's what I need.
Yes.
In your life, right now. So, there are things to kind of tie us over, you know. We're trying, but it is the summer, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The summer. I'm just saying, Zio.
Yes.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back.
You can always tide yourself over by watching Car Ranger, guys. You can always do that.
I'm good.
Nah, nope.
Listen, their mentor looks like a cross between Yoda and like the baby from Dinosaurs. It's amazing.
He's scary looking.
And. He has like he's like wearing robes, and then a monster like has like a shrinking clothes ray, so he makes him nude, and so then he has to run away, and he spends the rest of the series wearing a scarf and a Michael Jordan jersey.
Oh my god!
Again with the scarves.
He loves him some b-ball.
Mm. Oh, great! Wonderful.
And he says his own name all the time because he's a Pokemon.
Wow. Okay. So
that's something that a lot of like non-human creatures in Japanese shows do. Garu does that, the blue guy.
Oh, and remember I just described what he looks like? His dad is the Phantom Ranger.
Oh my god.
So just remember a crazy pink dinosaur head with giant ears, that's what's under the Phantom Ranger helmet.
That's what Cassie wanted Mac on.
Yes. Not the mama.
Great. Okay, so for Q Ranger, for you guys, is it a weekly still? Is it
weekly for sure.
It's OQ. It's good.
Yeah, I pretty much have not changed. I do think that the females should get more, and not just more, but like, okay, I was sort of going to bring this up earlier, but we changed topics and it was fine, whatever. But like, it sort of made me notice something. It's less a complaint about Q-Ranger specifically, but more just like toku, a lot of it, Japanese toku, with the chicks, where it feels like sometimes the story of the female hero in a way is like to recognize that she's at a level below someone else and to like come to acceptance of it. Like that's like her story, or, you know, like which is presented in a way that I guess the show's position is that that's a good thing, that you've come to this realization and you get to do this thing and be a supportive person or whatever. But for me, it's like, oh wow, like, and then simultaneously, a lot of the male heroes are told to go beyond their limits, to reach, forget about what people tell you you can't do, go way beyond that.
Oh yeah, like, you know, I told you, hey, I have an order, but you disobeyed it, but that's okay, that's fine. Oh, but the lady is just like, you did not listen to me, and see what happens when you don't listen to me. See, maybe you should listen to me some more, because I'm a man, or not even, I'm a horny,
sure, you're a horny
animal thing in a position of power.
Listen to the horny males. That's
exactly. No, totally, absolutely. Oh, your secretary, that's what you're supposed, oh, you want to rise above that, like, so no. Oh, you want, oh, but you listen to this other male saying that you can do something, so then you now believe in yourself. Oh, now, okay.
Yes. Okay. You have to get validation from a dude. And then even with that validation, it's like you can only go to the wall. You can't jump over the wall, like, you know, the Red Ranger or the whatever, or even like the blue or green or whatever. And I don't necessarily think it's always like an intentional thing of like trying to slight somebody. It's just something that like just happens a lot, and maybe that,
you know, it's not even just toku, really. It's over here too, you know, like where you get like, they did like a study on like different magazines or whatever that are aimed for boys, named for girls. And the boys are just like, yeah, you can, you know, achieve this and become like an entrepreneur, and you can do this and tackle this and take on this, and you can beat up everybody you want. Yeah, oh, we're males. And then the women magazines are just like, you know, just like, what's your beautiful face? And, you know, and five ways to like slim down and get that man. And like, it's,
what's, I mean,
look for the summer.
It really, I mean, like, you don't see, like, the quote-unquote girly magazine saying, hey, be an entrepreneur, and, like, you know, or, like, the most thing that you see is, like, hey, you can be a beauty blogger, too. Like, get out of here, you know?
How to attract guys.
I mean, my comment was not necessarily to just tackle sexism just in general, but just, like, with these shows, like...
But we're down here.
Your tiny lady brains can't handle such complex situations.
I'm just saying, like, if you have female heroes, especially if you have multiple female heroes, why can't they?
Multiple? You mean two?
Yeah, that's multiple.
Well, right. Right. That it is. I just, like, why can't they? It's just strange. Like, you have to have a character that is, in a way, talked out of trying to be a leader or to be a thing. I was frustrated by that first episode for Green, which was really Also a Red episode where he got like an upgrade and everything.
Well, like every episode's also a Red episode.
Well, of course. But it's just sort of like she had to be talked into being a supportive friend rather, like, you know, which talked her out of being more leaderly and more powerful for herself. It was presented in a way that, oh, you feel good about yourself because now you're able to support your friend. I don't know. Like, I just... I was bothered.
And in that episode, he was just like, well, you know, you see, you called this exercise dumb, but look, he's trying all his might. Yet she trained to be a Q-Ranger. She trained from a little kid. She's been training all her life.
Little ninja. Mm-hmm.
Trained. Yeah. Trained all her life. Because that doesn't mean anything. No, you get this dance move, though. That means a lot. That means a lot. So it's just like, come on. Really? Come on. Like, thank you, Tristan, for reminding me of things.
It's the one aspect of the show. And like I said, like, it more just reminded me of a thing in general for these shows rather than specifically just Q-Ranger. But that was like one of the few spots where I was like, yeah, I don't really like that part of the show.
Tama Q Q. Oh, that ending theme is great, though. Amazing.
It's a theme.
My groin.
I mean, I don't really love it, but it's like I have to watch it when it
goes. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's no Magi Majiro, but it's okay.
It's not. Because that's great.